Six back-to-back games of high-octane Sevens Rugby Lions store as some of the country's hottest prospects prepare to dust off their boots for the summer showdown. Host Harlequins open up against London Irish at 7:30, fresh on the back, of course, of winning the 15-a-side Premiership title. Young Quins fullback Ross Chisholm says he's desperate to use this evening as a springboard to further success.
I'm always trying to strive for that next step on and improve myself as a player, and you know, every opportunity I get, I'm going to try and take it. Hopefully, if you play well, you know, you stake a claim for the first team. The coaches have said that.
Irish, though, have named a very strong squad that includes five full internationals, so are likely to give Quins a real run for their money. Next up, London Wasps take on the 2010 winners of the JP Morgan Asset Management Premiership Sevens, Saracens. Saracens have yet again recruited heavily in the off-season, bringing in the likes of England wing Chris Ashton and the South African lock Alistair Hargreaves.
There's obviously quite a South African bunch of guys, and it's created quite a following back home. And for me, it just seemed like the right club at the right time, and when the offer came through, it was a no-brainer. So very exciting and a chance for me to learn a lot.
For Wasps, it's all about stability and positive signs for the future now that a much-needed takeover has been approved in the boardroom. Youngster Jack Wallace hoping there'll be an immediate knock-on effect on the pitch.
It's always good to do fitness in pre-season. You know, you expect a lot of it, and it's always good to sort of put it into practice and to put it into a bit of game-related stuff. We need to better our season from last year. It didn't really turn out the way we wanted it to, but we've got to really look up for this year, and I think, fingers crossed, it's really looking positive.
Well, once the four local rivals have all played each other on the night, the top two sides go through to this year's final at Bath's Recreation Ground early next month.